Hey guys, I'm a little sick, so if you hear me pausing, it's probably to cough. But I didn't want to miss the State of the Union, so I'm here. Okay, all right. Hello everyone. Like I said, I'm a little sick, so if you could just bear with me, I'm sorry for any pauses. Probably just me stopping to cough, but I definitely did not want to miss this. All right. Hello, my friends. It's been a bit over 7 months since I took over as your leader, and now is the time to update you as to where we stand. When I took over, we were still looking for our life in the most pappy world. We had just defeated the largest coalition the game had ever seen. But although we were victorious, we were robbed of a true foe. We committed to burn every ship to the ground. Like giddy fools, we textually yelled death at each other before the second M2. Our resolve was unbreakable. And why shouldn't it be? Together we play a game where if we lost everything, no one would go hungry, no families would be put on the street. Our worst possible outcome was the loss of time it took us to get some hulls, and the increasing bonds of our friendship to each other. It seemed like a good way to lose if it came down to it. Unfortunately, we were not blessed with the sort of enemy on which to truly test our resolve. The line member of Pappy said they were ready to claw their way into 1DQ, but the leadership of Pappy realized it would cost them more risk, more hulls, more of the things they truly care about, and they called off the final assault. They were at the precipice of finishing the greatest story ever told in Eve, and instead of writing the final chapter, they hastily scribbled the end and went home in defeat of their spirit. The Pappy leadership didn't see it that way. They had kept their power. They remained the big fish in the small pond for another few years. They went and expanded their space, not to provide for their members, but to rent it out so they could become the slumlords of virtual space. They took some of the most odious practices of our real life and decided that their dream was to recreate them in our fun space game. When I took over leadership, our status was somewhat dismal. Our membership had been falling sharply for 6 months. Our finances were in an awful place. Since then, we've worked to address those issues. I'm happy to say that our finance team has righted the ship, and we are in a good place now. And I take that our membership has grown every month since I started as a vote of confidence. My goal, my vision, is to help you write your story. Whenever you come on one of my fleets, I wanted you to look back on it as a fun time, no matter what happened on them. Now, when I'm your leader, I want you to remember this time as one of the best you've ever had in this game. Let me be brutally honest with you. Our enemy has more people than us. They have far more money than us. The smart thing to do would be for us to sit in Dell for another year and fatten up. Some very smart people have told me that we should do exactly that. But I'm not here for that, and I don't believe you are either. Especially when I look out at this game and I see the same things you see. I see an enemy that believes they are invulnerable, that are incredibly wealthy beyond all imagining. I see them take more and more space to charge other people for the right to live in it. It doesn't sit well with me, just like it doesn't sit well with you. I was talking to Starfleet Commander, the leader of the B2 Coalition, recently, and he told me how they were shutting down their rental program. He told me how it was a lot of money, but it wasn't the right thing to do. He is here to fight, not to collect rent. I knew then that he was someone who understood what makes this game special. I know that the B2 Coalition is one that shares many of these ideals that we do. Pappy has spent the last year killing and absorbing every alliance that isn't in the Imperium. And for over a year, the B2 Coalition has been under attack by the forces of Pappy because they need more space, they need more money, they need more rent. They are so addicted to the Isk Faucet that when the leader of Fraternity came to Horde and asked for help, they charged them a rental fee for that too. Now the enemy has dropped four Keepstars into B2 space. They are on the offense, and we go up to stop them. I recently told a friend about the ancient curse, "May you live in interesting times." It is a curse because times of plenty are boring and no one writes about them. I hope that your real life is very uninteresting. I hope you have love and plenty in there. The story we write here should be different. Did you pay real life money to play this game so you could defend a landlord? Did you pay so you could sit in your space and watch your space wallet tick up every day with no risk? I personally did not take the leadership job to have these alliance executors in my DMs every week whining for a deal. I don't want your deals. I don't want to pay for boredom. So we will go north. We go north to defend our friends in B2 from the insatiable machine. We know they have more than us. We aren't worried. If you're a member of Pappy and you're realizing that this isn't the story you wanted to write, why are you still there? We would be happy to have you here. As for us, we're going to go live in interesting times. Thank you.